Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Uno Self, aka Dwight Bay.
Sleep Sheep Show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Place where you can look accusers right in the face. Earth to earth,
galaxy to galaxy,
and you're not afraid. Are you ready to die and kill for a lie, or die for the truth and kill for the youth? Are you ready to trade that eye for that eye, and two for that two? Either you read or you bleed out on the street by 21 shots from a cop on the beat. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. There was some blood from my nose. A cop had a gun, I had a rose. He had on riot, I had on clothes. Then he said freeze, I froze. Down on your knees, got down with them blows.
Down with them blows.
Got down with them blows. I got down with them blows. There is no love for thy neighbor. Do me a favor and do me no favors. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
You are now listening to Dwight Bay.
It's your boy, Dwight.
Drop that for me, guy.
Yay!
Drop it!
Yay!
Drop it!
Yay!
Pay attention. Tune into your intuition or vision comprehension in your hindsight. You gotta get your mind right. Because it has to be a better living than a debtor's prison. I guess you know it all, so you never listen. Got the family wishing that he
mans up.
Don't stand up with your hands up screaming, don't shoot. You either overcome or get overrun. You better know yourself and know your gun, and protect your blood and respect your health and spread your love, but build your wealth. They feed you drugs just to kill yourself. Your enemies ain't playing. They're in some small room praying and saying, we can't kill him. We can't outlive him. His wisdom has rhythm. So let's just forgive him and give them ism, racism, fascism, autism, recidivism, globalism, federalism,
demonism,
colonialism, corporatism, legalism, favoritism, separatism. Pay attention. Now don't consider this distant, I'm just on a mission trying to spread the good news to those who are lost and confused and willing to pay attention. Clutch your heart cause your wild child's missing. He turned out cop food and fell victim. All you can hear is a soft voice in your ear saying, clear. Wait, it's not too late. Wake, open your eyes and realize that the limit is beyond the skies, and the oppressed live the longest lives, and they are the ones who are blessed in the belly of the beast. Only the strong survive in these concrete streets. We are on the rise. Look at all the L's and Bays and Ali's and Days, and peace to the gods, and the world is ours, and this is not a phase. So go be great, go procreate. You have more mistakes to make, more debates to break, more states to take. Face your faith. Don't give these corporate fictions jurisdiction and false depiction. It's all prediction. This is your dominion. This is your dimension. Pay attention.
Now don't consider this distant. I'm just on a mission trying to spread the good news to those who are lost and confused and willing to pay attention. Now don't consider this distant, I'm just on a mission trying to spread the good news to those who are lost and confused and willing to pay attention. don't consider this dissing. I'm just on a mission trying to spread the good news to those who are lost and confused and willing to gain attention.
To say that everything is alright, don't look at me that way, like everything is alright, 'cause my own eyes can see through all your false pretenses. What you fail to see is all the consequences. You think our lives are cheap and easy to be wasted as history repeats. People sleep, too comfortable to face it. His life's so incomplete, and nothing can replace it. And while the people sleep, comfortable to face it. Your life's so incomplete, and nothing can replace it. Fret not thyself, I say.
myself down now.
Peace to the gods. Had a little bit of technical difficulties. Come here, son. Come here. Come over here. So, you know, work with me. Something's happening with something. I don't know what it is. Say peace to the gods. Come on. Say peace to the gods. You ain't going to say it now. You want to be shy? Go ahead. Get out of here then. Okay. Let me get back to it. Let me see. Watch out. Move. Move back.
I want you to ponder these four.
Move back.
It's your boy, Dwight. Hello, world, and peace to the gods. Tune in to the Sleep Sheep Show every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What? You love my style, nigga.
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Dwight.
Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Not. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the result? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, West, North, South, Floor, Style, greeting. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can Nas be garbage? Send me autos at your cottage. Burn it at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne. I got this. Lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters. For now, I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame. Kept my name in his music. Check it. Fuck with your soul like ether. Teach you the king. You know you. Godson across the belly. Lose.
I prove you lost already.
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Uno Self, a.k.a. Dwight Bay.
Y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring.
Ah.
Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you.
Nah.
Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
I've been
fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out. They hope that I'd be gone stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face. Shot some well-wishing, friendly acting, envy, hiding snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take? When the streets keep calling, heard it when I was asleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this Fedolo and his manuscript. Shit sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint. First, Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Dick sucking lips, won't you let the late great veteran live?
Will.
Nah. Godson across the belly,
Lose.
I prove you lost already. The king is back, where my crown
Ill.
At? Ill will, rest in peace, let's do it, niggas. Fuck with your soul like ether,
will.
Teach you the king, you know you.
Nah.
Godson across the belly,
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like bitches. What's sad is I love you, cause you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. Seem to be only concerned with dissing women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile, they called you ugly? Well, life is harsh, hug me, don't reject me. I'll make records to disrespect me, blatant or indirectly. In 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib, and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard. Wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case. Just Hawaiian shirts, hanging with Little Chase. You a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand. I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class. You Taibo ho, trying to work it out. You trying to get brolic. Ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge. Nah, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn, though. The ether, the shit that make your soul burn slow.
Burn
is he Dame Diddy, Dame Daddy, or Dame Dummy? Oh, I get it. You Biggie and he's Puffy.
Rock.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who who told me I couldn't do something.
You are now listening to The White Bay.
The courtrooms are used as a conduit to remove what's known as commercial energy out of you and pump it into those places where they don't have commercial energy, whether that be the Regis, which is the Queen, or the Vatican, or the IMF family. With all this knowledge, nobody here really gets to keep what they make. They're not in possession of their own thoughts. They're not in possession of their own bodies. You don't get to inherit your own wealth, not from your parents, from your grandparents, or anybody else. You don't ever get to speak about the here and now jurisdiction. You express opinions in the past and in the future, but your language does not facilitate anything of a here and now jurisdiction.
Listen, I have things that I have to mention. Now don't consider this dissing, I'm just on a mission trying to spread the good news to those who are lost and confused and willing to listen. Let us formulate our lost attention toward code laws based on judicial rules, appellate reviews, opinions, and points of views. It read, any slave attempting to run away and leave the state is dead. As in off with his head after the whipping and lynching, a sickening invention invented by someone demented. A runaway slave refusing to surrender could be killed without penalty. All throughout the British colonies of America, this was the chemistry. Your labor was your energy, and your energy was stole by your enemy. I said your neighbor is your enemy, and your energy is stole by your enemy. Now I know you can't hear me clearly because you fear them, but they fear me. You feel me? Although I run the risk that they might kill me, I still have to first point out the fact that, judging from your melanated tone, that you are not black. But for lack of a better definition, let's just say black. During the Black Wall Street attack and the race riots, there was no black pride when blacks died in the blood that their face lied, when loved ones cried by their wayside. And meanwhile, in today's reality, police brutality seems to be a vitality flourishing and nourishing on the ignorance of law, all law, a law that was never taught in public schools, but widely interpreted by educated fools, April Fools. The joke's on us. There's never enough unity and trust to boycott that bus, that Christian bus, the assisted living bus, the prison bus. Seems our enemy has given us a way to live in a free world where we pay to live or die crying and relying on complying. Listen.
My mama called, see you on TV, sunset done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. That was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out the Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bags, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you quit winning, put your lighters to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that, I just put it to the gonna change. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. Patient. Hey, oh. Now I can scream that we made it.
We made it.
Now everywhere I go, they say congratulations. Young graduation.
Yeah.
I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Never old being Franklin.
Yes.
Big ring,
champagne.
My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap though. Pop so big, call it Super Bowl. Super Bowl, caught up. In the Rolls, top flow lifestyle, Hunter and Post, Malone, I got a play on my phone, you know what I'm on, Hunter Houdini is gone, my mama called, see you on TV, sunset done change, ever since we was on, I dreamed it all, ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing, now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it.
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Uno Self, a.k.a. Dwight Bay. Thank you.
our world, and peace to the gods. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Sleep Sheep Show here on Sleep Sheep Radio, where we bring you that news you can use, so don't be confused. I like the way that rhymes. Today's illusion is November 2017, and it's your boy, Uno Self, a.k.a. The White Bay. Thanks again for everybody tuning in. Let me just make sure I can be heard before I advance any further. Anybody in the chat, can you hear me? Timothy Lindsay, peace to the God. Make sure I can be heard. Sometimes the chat has a little lag in it. That's if I can be heard. May have to go on the line. Okay, let me check. Peace. Solomon.
Peace to the God.
All right. Peace to the God. Can you hear me? Well.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I figured that. I just said peace and you answered, so.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm gonna get right back with you.
All right. I'm tuned in.
Okay. Thanks. Yep. Thanks for tuning in, too. I appreciate it, man.
You already know.
Okay. All right, let me continue. Let me leave this disclaimer. You know, I do not own the rights to some of this music, and nor do I claim to own the rights, and I ain't selling it either. Also, you know, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't have a bar license. I'm unschooled at law. I just know some shit. So, you know, I had a couple people ask me, am I an attorney and things like that. I'm not no attorney, you know. Other than that, you know, tune in, stay tuned in. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and try to continue to bring things to the table, you know, knowledge and information, or even just the ability to do research, to learn things and figure them out, to get answers. Because, you know, I like solutions. It's too much of the problem. Everywhere when I'm online, I'm looking at posts and everybody's just talking about the problem of, did you know the government is bankrupt and this and that? And, you know, all the problems. You know, no real solutions, effective ones. I always look for the solution. I personally don't have all the answers to the things that go on. You know, I just work them out as they come along. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to try to give people a solution to the problem instead of just giving them the problem. And I think that becomes a problem when people get ego stroked off of listening to the problem. It takes you nowhere. So you got to think in terms of solution. That's how you know if somebody bullshitting you or not. You know, are they telling you a solution or are they just telling you the problem? And don't be, you know, too comfortable with just hearing the problem. And don't be too comfortable, you know, with not exploring the solution. Anyway, I hope that everyone is feeling good. If you're not feeling good, you know, I hope that you're getting better. You know, every day, things get better with time, every day. Anyhow, just to keep things flowing, my little Bitcoin journey, you know, it's actually going better than I planned. It's going real good. A lot of people getting involved, which is good. I definitely appreciate the people who partnered up with me to get involved. You know, this is only the beginning, and personally I see nothing but prosperity in this venture. And you know, I strongly suggest that people get involved. Like I'm gonna keep saying it, I'm not a salesman, and you know, I'm not a financial guru or expert, but I know how to make moves. You know, and that's how I've been lasting this long without working for somebody. You know what I mean? Not saying that it's a problem working for somebody. I just, you know, I like to be on my own dime and my own time. That's just me. And I've been successful at what I've been doing. You know, sometimes I've been more successful than people that work. But I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do and the experts can do what they're going to do. I'm not judging them. Anyhow, let me make some announcements, and then I'm going to get to this reading, which is the fun part. Hopefully, I don't be reading too long, but my announcements are, if you, hold on 1 second. Okay, my announcements are, if you want to catch the archives, which I suggest, start from the first show and work your way up. Download them off of the computer just in case they get snatched off. You know, go to blogtalkradio.com/sleepsheetradio. And, you know, while you're there, click the follow button so that you can keep up with updates and things like that. I'm still consistent, still making it here every week, still getting it done. Had some technical difficulties earlier, so I thought I wasn't going to be able to do the show, but everything fell back into place. Things like that happen. Check out my website, corporatefreedomgroup.com. You can go there. You can check out the health section, which I suggest, you know. And you can also check out the store section, where you can go and see if you need anything to, you know, to help you out if you're dealing with a certain situation. Now, keep in mind that me personally, I don't really shy away from too many situations. I'm ready and prepared to deal with any type of situation because I feel that, you know, everything has to be tested. If this system is going to test you, there's certain rules and certain maxims that you have to put them to the test. If they're really maxims and they really exist, and just because you hear about them doesn't mean that you have a right to those maxims. People will still try to trick you out of those maxims. So you got to put them to the test and call them out. And that's the way you make things work. And also Facebook. You can hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/unoself.thewhitebay. And I suggest you hit me up on Facebook to add me. And we get on there, join my, I started a group called Bitcoin Billionaires. Because, you know, I want to take the thing and stretch it out as far as it can go out. People are already successful off of it. I want to keep going. So it's called Bitcoin Billionaires. Make sure you add yourself to that group. And anybody that want to know what I'm talking about, want more details, you know, they have questions or they want to just sign up and get involved with investing with Bitcoin, you can email me at either corporatefreedomgroup@gmail.com or unoself@gmail.com. And then I'll get back to you, and then we'll develop a strategy to get you started according to, you know, whatever your investment budget is. But it's real affordable. You know, for me, it's you know, it was affordable that I had to double up on it. You know, it was too, you know, I'm not going to say it was cheap, because, you know, anything that costs a dollar is worth something. But, you know, I was able to put more into it than what was required, basically. Anyway, make sure you check out my YouTube videos, which I have to update more videos. I'm working on it. Actually, I'm not working on it, but I want to get to it. YouTube.com/UnoSelf. And if you need to call me and reach out to me, you can call me and leave me a message at 470-20-TRUTH. I had that number for a long time. 470-20-TRUTH. T-R-U-T-H. Anyway, that's about it for my announcements. I'm going to take a little break and come back, and I'm going to get into this reading. And what I'm going to be talking about is fraud upon the court. I'm going to be, you know, explaining it. I actually seen personal cases of people I dealt with where they talked about it, which piqued my interest even more. And, you know, I want to kind of expound on it just so you get the concept. Now, when you arm with these certain concepts, you're able to go in this court and you're able to know when it's transpiring, and then you have the option to object or call it out and bring it to light and then bring it to the appeal courts. You got to keep in mind these trial tribunals are always trying to screw you over, always, every chance they get. Anytime you slumber on a right, anytime you don't raise an issue, anytime you don't express it to resolve it, they trying to get over on you. They trying to trap you. But we ain't trying to fall in that trap. You know? We We're trying to keep it moving. We're still on the run. Anyway, you're rocking with your boy, Uno Self, a.k.a. the White Bay, here on the Sleep Sheep Show on Sleep Sheep Radio. I'll be right back. Peace to the gods.
Now how you gonna tell me you don't love me no more? Cause I'm out here getting this bread, trying to get my mama a crib, trying to get about the ghetto. Now how the hood talking about they don't need me no more? Cause the motherfucker pushed that GT. It's a problem trying to take that from me, cause I'm packing heavy metal.
I hear the streets talking funny shit, so I laugh, I don't keep talking funny. I'ma keep talking money, yeah. And no-
Shout out to Sleep Sheep Radio.
You are now tuning to Sleep Sheep Radio with all the news you can use. Let's go.
Respect yourself. Don't continue to be a victim of the system. Know your rights and protect yourself. Visit our website at corporatefreedomgroup.com. Check out our store selection. Get the knowledge that they didn't teach you in college. You either go hard or go home. Learn about public and private. Learn how to authenticate a birth certificate. Clean up your credit and much more. Order now from corporatefreedomgroup.com. No Love for Thy Neighbor by Uno Self, a.k.a. Dwight Bay. A 228-page book of pure secret information. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend. This is where you get the news with different views. Respect yourself. Free your mind. Visit our website at corporatefreedomgroup.com and check out our store selection
for all of our webinars and templates.
You are now tuned in to the Sleep Sheep Show.
No Love for Thy Neighbor by Uno Self, a.k.a. the White Bay. Welcome to the Sleep Sheep Show. Welcome to Sleep Sheep Radio. Get inspired. Be great. Get to know the unknown. Be fearless. Become a courtroom wolf. Tune in every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call 646-668-8213. Follow us on Blog Talk at blogtalkradio.com/sleep sheep radio. CorporateFreedomGroup.com. Check in on your boy, the White Bay, every Saturday on the Sleep Sheep Radio.
Oh, my God.
Follow me on YouTube at Uno Self.
I want to welcome the Nurture Brothers of the stage who goes by the name of Uno Self. Everybody, put your hands together. Give a round of applause and show your love.
All right, all right, all right. How y'all doing tonight? How y'all feeling out there? Y'all show looking good. Now, I'm going to need somebody to tell me what the fuck is going on with this country. I don't know if I'm free. I don't know if I'm still a damn slave. I thought the 13th Amendment let me go a long time ago. Do you know I was riding down the street the other day minding my own damn business, and out of nowhere I see all these red and blue and white bright lights. I'm going to check my calendar to see what the hell was going on. So I look at my phone, and it's February, you know, Black History Month. I said, I'll be damned. I thought it was the 4th of July, but I didn't, you know, I didn't hear no explosions and no pops and shit like that. So I finally look at my rear view, and, you know, I see this nice officer with his emergency lights on, and I could tell, you know, by his face that he, you know, it must have been some kind of exigent circumstance because he looked real upset about needing some help. So I pulled over and I hopped out my car and I headed toward his car and said, "Officer, don't worry, I can help you." And at that time, that's when I started hearing all the pops and explosions and shit like that. I said, "Damn, this motherfucker trying to kill me." I raised my hands and I'm running in circles. Okay, all lives matter. All lives matter.
Yeah, buddy. I started hearing pops and explosions. I thought it was the 4th of July. Damn, that was funny, though. Anyway, peace to the gods. Let me get to this reading. I'm going to put this link in the chat. If you want to get in the chat, blogtalkradio.com/sleepsheepradio. And you can sign up through your Facebook. or whatever you want. Okay, 1 second. All right. The link is in the chat. I'm going to be reading from where it says, who is an officer of the court? And like I say, I always say when I read these things, I do not take these whole documents on face value. You know, if it's not really coming down from like the Supreme Court or the appeals court or something like that, I don't take them on face value. I just read and I just try to explain the concept so that you can, you know, have that information when you find yourself in a situation dealing with the courts. So what is an officer of the court? A judge is an officer of the court, as well as our attorneys. A state judge is a state judicial officer paid by the state to act impartially and lawfully. A federal judge is a federal judicial officer paid by the federal government to act impartially and lawfully. State and federal attorneys fall into the same general category and must meet the same requirements. A judge is not the court. People versus ZAJIC 883 APP 3rd District 477 410 NE 2nd District 626 1980. You're going to want to, you know, take these cases down, go do the research for yourself and study them and everything. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back. I got to take care of something. I got to put y'all on hold for 1 second. So work with me and don't go nowhere. Let me see if I can leave y'all some nice music. Well, my music may not be so nice, but it is what it is. Peace to the gods. I'll be right back.
Black man, drop top. They go to cops. They go to cops. They go to cops. Is it because of my people? Is it because of my sneakers? Is it because of my jersey? Is it because it I'm perfect? Yeah. Hey. Ride down 85-3 in the morning. Why you put me over? Say you smell marijuana.
I'm smelling the gas.
I said I got an ID, yeah, I got glaucoma.
Yeah, I got ID.
He said we ain't in Cali, nigga, get out, throw your hands up.
Running
real hard, shake the taser.
Shake the taser.
Running real hard, shake the taser.
Shake the taser.
I told the king we split up, we gon' shake 'em.
Split up.
Nigga, hit my phone when you made it. Out of here, PJ to Jamaica.
Out of
here, we gon' take it wrong, get the paper.
No.
Been fighting too long against haters. My attitude, yeah, I'm going for the shadows.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Uno Self, a.k.a. The White Bay.
All right. I'm back. Just trying to smooth things out. You know, that's the way life is. It throw you situations and you just smooth them out. Nobody's immune from it. I don't care, you know, what type of paperwork you're doing. Anything can happen. You can get a flat tire. You could be free as hell and get a flat tire. And your ass in trouble. Your free ass is in trouble. Because you got to change that tire. Anyway, let me get back to this reading. Okay. What is fraud on the court? That's what's in the title when I sent out, you know, to remind people about the show. Whenever an officer of the court commits fraud during a proceeding in the court, he, she is engaged in fraud upon the court. In Bullock versus United States, that's B-U-L-L-O-C-H-V, United States, 763 Federal District, Federal Second District, 1115. You should be able to Google it or Google Scholar and find it from there. And also, I suggest if people don't want Google tracking their, you know, their searches, you can use DuckDuckGo. I actually use DuckDuckGo, and it's not bad. It's not a bad search engine. Okay, the court stated fraud upon the court is fraud which is directed to the judicial machinery itself and is not between and is not fraud between the parties or fraudulent documents, false statements, or perjury. Okay, let me just go over that again. The court stated fraud upon the court is fraud which is directed to the judicial machinery itself and is not fraud between the parties or fraudulent documents, false statements, or perjury. So I would take that to mean that, you know, that's either dealing with the clerk of court or that's either dealing with the administrators, the commissioners, the magistrates, the judges, the attorneys, you know, they're committing fraud. You don't have anything to do with that. Let's say you bring a motion and it's done proper and they deny your motion without anything based on facts or evidence or anything. They just say denied. You know how they always say denied. That's fraud upon the court. But you got to call it out. That's just one example. Let me finish reading. It is where the court or a member is corrupted or influenced or influence is attempted or where the judge has not performed his judicial function. Thus, where the impartial function of the court have been directly corrupt. So my thing is if they're forcing attorneys up on you and they're telling you to protect your rights, but they're not given a foundation or a basis on what rights they're protecting, they're claiming to protect. If they're coming under a statute and violating the Constitution, you know, you got to know when the statutes are violating the Constitution and you can't just allow it. You know, I would call that a circumstance of fraud on the court. Anything where they're not impartial, anything where they're not fair, where they're trying to deny all of your motions and whatever you put in, they're denying it and they're accepting the other parties, or they even whispering off of the record. You know, they do that a lot, whispering off of the record. You know, everything is supposed to not the let me get this, let me put this together for you real quick. The court minutes is not the record. The record is what's filed with the clerk of court. That's how you make the record. But you can express during the court minutes that the things that you said, that you're saying, are on and for the record. So you can say, you know, on and for the record, I reserve all rights. You can say things like that. On and for the record, I object to personal jurisdiction and motion to dismiss for lack of personal jurisdiction and fair state of claim for which relief can be granted. You can say, you know, on and for the record. You're making a record with saying on and for the record. So that will constitute something that you can file with the appeal court, because with the minutes, you're going to have to request those minutes to put them in the appeal. You just can't trust these tribunal courts. And it's sad that's the way it is, that you got to fight all the way to an appeal court to really be heard. But, you know, that's the, what they call it, discretion that they give these corrupt officers of the court. All right, let me finish reading this. Fraud upon the court has been defined by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals to embrace that species of fraud which does or attempts to do defile the court itself, or is a fraud perpetrated by officers of the court so that the judicial machinery cannot perform in the usual manner its impartial task of adjudging cases that are presented for adjudication. That's Kenner versus CIR 387, Federal 3rd District, 689-1968. 7 Morris Federal Practice, 2nd District Edition, 7th Circuit further states, a decision produced by fraud upon the court is not in essence a decision at all and never becomes final. You got to keep that in mind, all these things, because you have to have something in your back pocket. You know, you can have everything right in the trial court and they still find you guilty, convict you, and send you on your way. But with that in your back pocket, you raise these issues you come in the appeal court, and they're going to say, hey, fraud on the court, that decision is void. That judgment is void. That decree, that order is void. It's been void. And when you get something like that overturned, you're going to want to go and do your notice of claim, and you're going to want to go get compensated for any time that you've been locked up, any time that you've been detained, you know, any inconvenience, any emotional stress. And keep in mind, if you're going to claim emotional stress, they don't just accept that you just saying it. They have to see a pattern of visiting doctors and shrinks and whatever else, some crazy shit. So, you know, don't use that loosely. Try to make sure you can tighten it up. Three, what effects does an act of fraud upon the court have upon the court proceedings? Fraud upon the court makes void the orders and judgments of that court. It is also clear and well settled Illinois law that in any attempt to commit fraud upon a court vitiates the entire process. The people of the state of Illinois versus Fred E. Sterling, 357-354-192-NE-1934. The maxim that fraud vitiates every transaction into which it enters applies to judgments as well as to contracts and other transactions. So it even applies to contracts. And we know they really have to commit fraud to convict you unless you slumber on your rights. Alan F. Moore versus Stanley F. Sieverss, 1929. The maxim that fraud, The maxim that fraud vitiates every transaction into which it enters, in re Village of Willowbrook, 37 Appellate Court, 2nd District, 1962. It is automatic that fraud vitiates everything. Dunham versus Dunham, Appeal 475-1894, affirmed. Skelly Oil Company versus Universal Oil Products, Appeal 7986 NE 2nd District, 1949. Thomas STASEL versus the American Home Security Corporation, 1935. Under Illinois and federal law, when any officer of the court has committed fraud upon the court, the orders and judgments that the court are void are no legal force of effect. What causes the disqualification of judges? Well, yeah, with that being said right there, you got to always, like I said, always keep in mind that they're always looking for a way to commit fraud to help their fellow officers of the court, and they do it all the time. You got to have the ability to know when it's fraud, know what fraud upon the court is, and know, you know, what it means, so you can charge a judge with fraud upon the court. You know, if they got you in there, they're not letting you speak, they're forcing an attorney on you, you know, they're ignoring all your paperwork, you know, they're committing fraud upon the court. They're making decisions and orders and judgments without no basis in law, no explanation. You know, they're denying your paperwork, no explanation why it's denied, to give you a chance to fix it. Federal law requires the automatic disqualification of a federal judge under certain circumstances. In 1994, the U.S. Supreme Court held that disqualification is required if an objective observer would entertain reasonable questions about the judge's impartiality. That's where I come in with the affidavit of bias. Yeah, affidavit of bias. If a judge's attitude or state of mind leads a detached observer to conclude that a fair and impartial hearing is unlikely, the judge must be disqualified. See what I'm saying? If you do an affidavit of bias, you're affirming through the affidavit that you know, this is going to be a biased situation. So you want them to recuse themselves or disqualify themselves. And that case is Lightkey versus U.S. Lightekey versus U.S. 1994. Like I said, you're going to want to look these cases up, study them. You know, if you don't have time, try to at least make a half an hour to an hour just to read over it, take some notes, and just have it in your back pocket, or either revisit it later on down the line. Courts have repeatedly held that positive proof of the partiality of a judge is not a requirement, only the appearance of partiality. That's Liljeberg versus Health Services Acquisitions Corp., 1988. What matters is not the reality of bias or prejudice, but its appearance. United States versus Balistrieri, 1985, is directed against the appearance of partiality, whether or not the judge is actually biased. That's actually good right there. You know, some good news you can use. Is not intended to protect litigants from actual bias in their judge, but rather to promote public confidence in the impartiality of the judicial process. So if you even suspect that they're biased and they're trying to yell at you and scream at you and shut up, don't say a word. I mean, you got to let them do their process. You know, I wouldn't interrupt while they're doing their process. Let them get what they need to get out. Then when they come to you, you state your position. Do what you got to do. Put in your paperwork. Address your paperwork. You know, I don't find it likely where you're going to be able to just ignore if they summon you, where you're going to just be able to ignore them and say, y'all, you don't have jurisdiction. They're going to end up more than likely issuing a warrant and trying to come pick you up. The court also stated, we're going into the power hour. So what I'm going to do is, there's a few more things on there. I'm actually not going to read them, but you can get the link in the chat. And, you know, I'm going to read the last one, actually, but I'm going to go to the call lines. So if you're on the call or on the chat, 646-668-8213, you can press the 1 and we can talk about it. The Supreme Court has also held that if a judge wars against the Constitution or if he acts without jurisdiction, he has engaged in treason to the Constitution. If a judge acts after he has been automatically disqualified by law, then he is acting without jurisdiction, and that suggesting that he is then engaging in criminal acts of treason and may be engaged in extortion and the interference with interstate commerce. Courts have repeatedly ruled that judges have no immunity from their criminal acts. Since both treason and interference with interstate commerce are criminal acts, no judge has immunity to engage in such acts. Okay, that's that for that. But let me go here. All right, I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to come back and go straight to the phone line. So, you know, my policy is I'll be on the phone unless I really got to go for as long as, you know, people are calling in. So if you called in, press that 1 and I'll get right to you. I'll be right back. Hold your horses. Don't go anywhere. Peace to the gods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Everybody around me saying I should relax, cause I've been going hard, so my eyes roll back. But all I wanna do is forget about my past and smoke a little weed, really nothing to drag. Anytime you see me in a picture and I'm smiling, probably cause I'm faded or I'm chilling with the sand. Not really the type to let a new talk back, but I'ma let it slide, cause my new violent. Shout out to the ones who spend money like a hazard, even if they
and peace to the gods. Tune in to the Sleep Sheep Show every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, I'm back. I'm back. Okay, let me go straight to the line. Peace to the God. Hello?
Peace to the God.
All right. I seen it was quite a few people online. It looked like for some reason they all just cut off.
Yeah.
Either that or they didn't like my song.
I was holding on at first, and I kind of got kicked off too.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I knew something was going on because I'm seeing like it was a whole row of people and they all just went off at the same time. Damn, nobody talking to me. Whoever they is, I don't know who that is. If you got kicked off and you coming back in, press that 1, you know, on your phone line, and we ain't gonna be on it too long. But peace to the God. What's good? What's on your mind and heart? Talk to me.
Oh man, you know, just tuning in, man.
I can't really hear you for some reason. It's like super low.
Yeah, can you hear me now? What about now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just staying tuned in, man. You know, trying to stay on top of my information. You know what I'm saying? You know, pretty much. I know it's a lot in my background. You know, I don't know if you can really hear me.
I can't really hear you.
Okay.
It's the phone or something like that, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't want to mess up the show. You know what I'm saying? If you could, I'll be off for still public transportation for about maybe 5-10 minutes. So, you know, if I could come back in a minute.
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. I'ma just, you know, whatever they doing with the show,
mm-hmm.
It is what it is. I'm gonna just go ahead and slide out. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and slide out then, and then I'll be back next week. Either that or nobody don't want to talk. But I did see a bunch of people just look like they got kicked off.
Yeah, that's what happened, you know. But I have to call back in. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we got my man Sir Timmy's Bay in the house. You can stick around if you want to still listen in. Man, just mute out and stay in.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stay muted. I just, you know, it's just a lot going on.
Okay,
in my
yeah, interject whenever you feel free.
You already know.
Okay. Peace to God. Live from the D, Satemius Bay. Peace to the God, 313.
Pure energy. What up, God? You
pure
all right,
energy,
right?
Man. Man, I'm cooling, man. Just, you know, dropping that information. Which I think that's important concept to know going into that court is to know about the fraud on the court and you know how it's used.
Yeah.
Because when them judges do what they doing and they you know, they trying to scream on people and tell them I'm not responding to this and that, they not giving them due process, and if they rushing the case and rushing you to judgment without that due process, then that's fraud on the court. But the thing is, it won't take effect with the appeal courts unless you express it.
Right.
You got to say they commit fraud on the court. Otherwise, if you don't express it, then it's never heard. Nobody ever knows about it. And I think that's what they rely on, is people not saying anything about it. I mean, even if your strategy is tight, you got your status changed, because you're going to have to put something up. You know, they want to see something. They ain't about to do the research for you.
Right.
You're going to have to put up some. You got your status change. You got your constitutional challenge. You got your objection to jurisdiction. You got your motion to dismiss. You got your demand for bill of particular. You know, they're going to want to see some, but they still may do little things like, you know, be working in the other party's favor.
Right.
And when they do that and they not no longer being impartial, giving you a fair, meaningful hearing or trial or anything, then that's fraud on the court, even during trial. You know, even during trial, if they pull something like that, that's fraud on the court. You got to even if you suspect this fraud on the court, you even got to call it out and just put it in there. They committed fraud on the court. They didn't compel the other side to respond, you know, to my proper motions and things like that.
Yeah.
They got a job to do, man. They need to do it. But go ahead. What you was going to say, brother?
Oh, man, I was just going to say, you know, man, that's one of the main reasons why I listen to the show. Because like I've always said before, in the court, you know what I'm saying? Or happen to do a lot of things to where I've been in court situations. Mm-hmm. In the past, where I was in court, you know, just from how I was, you know, we was brought up, the programming, I always thought that I was wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know, I really ain't never tussled with these niggas. Yeah, I got caught with a nickel. Look, I got caught with a nickel bag. You know, I figured it was on me. I was wrong, you know.
Right,
suspended,
right.
Look, suspended license. Suspended license. I'm driving with a suspended L. You know, but anything really other than that, and the first mistake I really made to where I damaged somebody's property, it was just a misdemeanor. You know, she gave me 17 days in a county jail. I mean, you know what I'm saying? What I was looking at, now I was looking at 5 years. I had dope on me and all types of shit, but, you know,
damn.
I took that shit and ran. You know what I'm saying? I took that shit and ran, man, and it been hell. 13 years. Since I've, you know, even been in trouble since then, but all roads lead to court, and y'all been telling this from the telling us this from the beginning. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
All roads lead to court.
But you know what? You can see the magistrates and whatever you want to call them, judges, which they more than likely not really judges. They're in the shadow of the courts, you know what I mean? And they don't always do the right thing according to the court. That's why they have the three judges in the panel that it goes to, and that's why the clerk of the court is with the three judges in the panel. They take the record for them, but even they develop relationships with those lower tribunals, and they start using favoritism and everything, but they really just stay off the scenes, but they try to do little slick things and all that, you know, once they've been around them for a few years or whatever, you know, they know what they can and can't get away with. But that's, you know, that's one of the things we got to pay attention to, is that these lower tribunals are not the court. And I personally think they're a waste of damn time, because once they shit on you and try to violate your due process, then you got to work your way to the other court. Then you're wasting more time dealing with a situation, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I see where you be going with it. Like, somebody put a fucked up judgment on you. Boom, now you got to go appeal, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And get that lower court to get a higher court to overturn what they said the lower court had did. See, I'm, you know, slowly but surely, man, I'm reading them rules of civil procedure. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Man, but, you know, the more you study, even if you ain't, say, in that situation, or even if you ain't going through court, it's really putting weapons in your pocket just in case somebody do fuck with you. Just like you said, the status right, your injunction in, and you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. You got the proper people notified. They shouldn't be fucking with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
see,
you got Johnny Jack Wagon, fucking highway man. You know,
Johnny Jack Wagon.
Waiting on you on the pass to fucking steal the loot off the stagecoach and shit.
Man.
You know, the shit is crazy, man.
They definitely ain't playing fair, man. Definitely play off of ignorance. You know, that's where it capitalized off of.
Hell yeah. So,
that
you
ain't
know,
fair.
I have,
that ain't fair for us. I feel like, you know, we shouldn't have to go to the length where if we don't express a certain right, then we waive it. You know, that shit is crazy.
Right.
If they did a contract on that, that should be, the contract should be the leading
you know, document to control that. It shouldn't be us saying, if we don't say it, then we waive it. It should be the contract that's saying it, and they should have limitations to it. They shouldn't be allowed to do it, and then the only way they limit it is if we raise the issue. That's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds nuts.
Yeah, you didn't object to jurisdiction, so we have jurisdiction. Nah, that's crazy.
That's right, crazy. Right. And just like you were saying, this shit, when
right
they go,
there.
When they go to hollering at a nigga and shit. And I'ma tell you, I'ma be honest to God, true, dude. That shit, it used to scare me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'ma throw my league's last name. Oh, Mr. Grimes, you in here fucking up. And you were, no. You know, yelling at a nigga and shit. Nigga get all scared, ass cheeks freeze the fuck up.
Right.
Man, you be ready to say, fuck it, man, I'm guilty. Fuck about it, you know, do something.
Man, sometimes when I'm in court and I see how they doing people, it's just crazy, man. They just, people, you know, they just defeating people, man, just quick. In 2 minutes or less, they just defeating people, man. And then I see some people who have some fight in them, but they fighting up under their system where they can end up losing anyway. I'm not saying all cases get lost, but
right.
They do let some slip through the cracks. Some,
right.
You know, certain things do kick in that can't be waived, you know, so they don't
mm-hmm.
look blatant. But, you know, we got an uphill battle, like I say, man. Go ahead.
But what I was going to say, Dwight, is, you know, over the years, you know, with the testimonies, you know, and shit, you could see where, you can really see where somebody who's studying and on the information.
Right.
And even though, you know, they lose, they really win it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm not saying, you know, they lost the case and boom, and now they back to it. All I'm saying is, man, the fight in the dog. You know what I'm saying? They got fight in them, man. You know what I'm saying? It's better off that you go in there. At least some are putting up a fight. And then when they come back, they're getting more respect, though. Because the studying is showing improvement, although the court may be, you know, shaking them off and doing juke moves on them, they still, you know, making a good tackle, an effort to get a tackle in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
hey,
so
yo,
it's...
my bad.
What up? Go ahead, God.
No, my bad. I mean, I had dropped, joint. But yeah, man, I was just going through some papers. And I found some of my old paperwork with some old cases that I had sealed and everything, and some old cases I won. And I wanted to kind of, you know, put those out there just to show people, you know, how they do with the cases I be dealing with.
Yeah.
Where they be sealing them and everything.
Yeah, that's what's
but,
up, man. I definitely got your confirmation on the Facebook, God.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You left me your math to call you. I ain't had time yet, man. I'm still trying to, you know, smooth my days out.
That's a totally private boy right there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can definitely hit me up on that one, man. You know, chop it up
okay.
and shit in the private, man, because I'm making steps. You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting ready to shit because I got
to
learn this shit.
Getting ready to spread the wings
and
fly, man.
We all got to learn it one step at a time, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
One step at a time. But for sure, God, man, it's always good to hear you, Uno, man. You know I'm always in your corner, God. You can hit me up anytime.
Man, no
doubt.
You can ride out with me. I probably won't be here too much longer, but you can ride out with me and take us out, you know, when I go.
All right, for sure.
I like when you say, wake your punk ass up.
Hey, man, motherfuckers gotta wake they punk ass up, dog.
Man, they do, man. They do.
It ain't
you
enough
know, I got,
time.
I
want to
say I remember.
Dwight.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, man, it ain't enough time, Dwight, man, for people to be out here fucking around. Now, you hear
it's
this
not,
information
not.
Floating. Hold on. You hear this information floating everywhere. Now, I mean, you know, you getting bits and pieces here and there. But goddamn, you see the shit is floating around, man. It's their own choice, man. But, you know, really deep in the recesses, man, you hate to see people falling by the wayside. But fuck, man, we got to keep going. So y'all need to wake y'all punk ass up. Motherfuckers already woke. They can't go back in the bunks waking you motherfuckers up, man. Y'all got to get the fuck up.
Right. I was going to say, I remember when I first, you know, got hip to the information, you know, I was always searching for something anyway. I never felt comfortable getting these lawyers going into court, you know, and the only thing I could say was yes or no. You know what I'm saying? I never felt comfortable with that. And when I started learning certain things, you know, I ran with it. I didn't stop ever since. I kept studying, kept reading, wrote a book, writing other books. You know, I kept just going deep into it until, you know, I'm learning more. And there's still more to be learned. You know, I haven't reached the peak yet. I know it's maybe some magic shit out there that'll make shit disappear. But, you know, some things do disappear and some things you got to work to get them gone. You know, but it's a path that I chose, and it's a path that, you know, I'm going to stick on until, you know, everything is figured out for what I need to know to protect my family. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, I jumped on this information 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I've been riding with you for over years now, my brody. You know what I'm saying? It's been a hell of a ride, and it ain't even over yet.
Right. Every day is a new day. All right, let me take another call, and more than likely I'll be getting up out of here. You can ride out, dog.
I'm gonna mute it out.
Okay.
Hey, give me that jacket. Where that jacket go?
This look like Lamar. Lamar, peace of God.
Hey, peace, God. What's good?
What jacket, man? Where that jacket at? Nah.
Oh, man, we packing up. About to head out. Thank you.
No doubt.
Yeah, man, on the move. I had my hand raised for a minute, but touching on that fraud, man.
Yeah, fraud on the court. When the judges, you know, when they be doing what they be doing and they be making up their own little shit with no factual basis or basis in law or rules. If it's no basis in law or rules, what they doing is fraud on the court. So if they not pointing out the specific rule or law why they doing what they doing, and they just calling shit out, talk about, you know, you go stand over there and be quiet. If they not point out the law where you got to be quiet or the rule, then that's fraud on the court because they not giving you proper notice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so far as say if it was a certified lien, because I called down about the liens in the recorder's office, and the lady told me, she said, this is just like a library. They can say what they want to say, pretty much. So,
yeah, you gotta do something in opposition. I think I talked to you about that, right?
Yeah.
You gotta do opposition to lien. You know what I'm saying? If somebody file a lien, even if it's the IRS, they file a lien, the county, you gotta file with the county in opposition to that lien. Otherwise, that lien would just sit on there unanswered because they just taking and recording it. So now that they're recording it, you know, somebody gotta come and say, hey, that's a falsified record. You know, that hasn't been proven or something like that.
Right. It don't meet the elements of a claim. That's what I was thinking.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah, I want to send shout out to Timmy's too, man.
You got
to
be able to tell them the elements of a claim, too.
Right. You can define it yourself.
Right. You got to be able to point out the particularity and the elements of a claim. You know what I mean? And my thing is, if you didn't personally do them no harm or personally injure them, or, you know, if it's not dealing with a
economic loss.
Yeah, economic loss or a what you call it when they take your land. I forgot. It slipped my mind that fast.
Eminent domain.
Yeah, eminent domain, right. But, yeah, man, fraud on the court. That's a big issue. You know, I'm talking about it light, but it's heavy. It's a big issue because when you start pointing that out, you start limiting, you know, things that they doing. I dealt with some some asshole judges, and I dealt with some good judges, or whatever you call them, magistrates. I dealt with good ones and asshole ones, and I even beat the asshole ones too. But the good ones, they made everything much smoother, because it was like, oh, the other side didn't respond. Okay, yeah, I'm dismissing this. See what I'm saying? That shit made it easy. But the other judges, when they don't respond and they like to keep it going and all that, that's fraud on the court. You're not using your discretion properly. You're misusing your discretion. You're not being impartial. They don't respond. They don't come in. Nobody's there to answer. No witnesses are there, and you still got this going on, trying to give them another bite at the apple. That's fraud on the court. Let you not come in, they're going to issue a warrant. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, that's how they play it.
Yeah, that's
you not
fraud
respond.
On the court. How can you say that's fair and impartial if you get a warrant, if you don't come in? But when they don't come in, they get a second chance.
Yeah, man, that's exactly what I've been looking into lately.
Man, everybody should look into this fraud on the court. Learn, study it and learn how to use it, you know, or keep it in the back pocket for when they need it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't for everybody, you know. Other people have different strategies. But it's just something, you know, like even a collateral attack and certain things I've been putting out. You know, even after the judgment, you can come in there with the collateral attack, and you can put within the collateral attack that it was fraud on the court. Fraud on the court.
And
so
that's
what
and
they
and
think it to mean. They say it's not dealing with either of the party's documents. It's dealing with the other, you know, the people overseeing the case and all that's supposed to rule on. It's dealing with them not being fair. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead. What you was going to ask?
Oh, nah, yeah, that's cool. That's peace, man. Yeah, that,
okay, I'm going to let you go ahead and
yeah,
get up
saying,
out
so
of
far
there, man.
Statute of limitation.
Say what?
So they don't have no statute of limitation on that either, do it?
Nah, ain't no statute of limitation on fraud as far as I know. But you can,
right.
the reason why you can do a motion, some type of motion to reopen the case or to reconsider, because, you know, they bring up all type of old cases from 30 years ago, you know, 20 years. You know, somebody might go to jail and be innocent, then they reopen the case and bring some DNA evidence and they get them out. So I would say anything dealing with fraud, they say there's no statute of limitations. Once
right.
a fraud, always a fraud.
So how would that apply with, like, in conjunction with an order, a court order? Even if,
man,
like, the contract
issue,
didn't have no... Even if the contract
ahead,
didn't have
let me
no consideration.
Well,
first
you got to really express these things with particularity. That's your most important element. All the courts use that. Even the appeal courts use particularity. So when you go read one of those cases from Google Scholar, it'll say, you know, they'll explain everything on such and such date. So and so woke up 3 in the morning, brushed his teeth, ate his sandwich. He walked down the street. Officer approached him for call of a suspect in the neighborhood breaking the houses. You know, they'll break all that down, all that's particularity. And then they'll say, they'll break it down on why, you know, the officer didn't have probable cause or jurisdiction or things like that. So you really gotta know how to use particularity too. I talked about that in my show. That's one of the things that'll make or break your claim or your defense. The particularity. That's who, what, when, where, and how. People really gotta learn how to use those things so that their case can suffice. Or they'll be talking about it's convoluted. They'll be talking about it's gibberish and all this other stuff if you don't do that. Man, what's that noise,
man?
Oh,
man, it's my windshield wipers, man.
Okay. I thought somebody was putting the body in the trunk. I was about to say, damn, it's going down on the show. Nah,
yeah.
I'm just messing around. But I'm gonna let you go, man. I'm gonna take another caller, and I'm gonna be getting up out of here. But you got any more questions? You good?
Oh, no, nah, man, I get with you, man. I want to send peace out to all the guys, man. To Timmy's Bay, man. Peace to the guys. What's up, man?
So Timmy's Bay.
Peace
to the guys.
Oh, there you go.
Peace, what's up, man?
What up, though? What it do, Lamar?
Oh, good, man. How you doing up there, man?
Oh, man, taking it one day at a time.
Yeah,
one day
yeah.
At a time.
Just want to get outside out, man.
Making it happen. One step.
Making it happen.
That's what we
Making
do, man. Keep building, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Keep building.
Yes, man. Know this.
Let me take another caller, and we're gonna keep it moving.
Sure,
all right, peace to the God, y'all. I appreciate you tuning in too, man.
Oh
no
man,
doubt.
I top every day, man. Peace to God.
Okay.
No.
Okay, yeah, we flowing. 646-339 peace.
Hi, peace and blessings. This is Kim. You
have
to ask my email. I hit you up two weeks ago.
Who am I speaking with?
Carrington, Carrington. How you doing? It's been a while.
What was your email? What was your email about?
It was about the what was it? The towing letter. I asked you to forward that to me, and also the insurance company.
Oh, okay. Let me do that now then. Cause I think you know what I actually didn't forget about it. I looked at that email today, and I said to myself, all these people wait for me to send a letter. I just couldn't find the time to get it out. But I did look at it today, and it was still on my mind. I didn't just forget about it, you know.
Okay.
I get a lot of emails, so it's you know
okay.
What's your email so I can go in here and find it real quick.
It's M.D. Carrington.
M.D.?
Yeah, like David. M as in Michael, D as in David. Carrington, like Dynasty.
Carrington with a K or C?
C.
Okay, I got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, let me see. Go ahead.
Okay. And I have two questions. I just came out of traffic court the other day, and I got to pay a fine because, you know, I'm not well-versed on how to go back and forth with them. So I have a fine that's due in January. But I came across some information regarding, like, a bid bond, and I had asked the clerk, do they have one against me? And he was like, I don't know what that is. So are you familiar with bid bonds and how to execute them as far as paying your – I understand you can pay your – to stay out of jail, you can pay that.
I am familiar with them, and over the years, you know, we have been trying to implement them, but I haven't seen any solid, you know, anything solid in that strategy where I said, oh, that's it. You know,
okay.
That's just my opinion of dealing with it over 3 or 4 years, you know. I haven't
okay.
seen anything solid where it's stuck. So I'm actually not sure, and you know, I would be obliged for anybody to come on the show who did a GSA bond and it worked for them that they actually knew it worked, you know, where they actually said, oh, it worked, and cleared their record as well.
It's called a GSA, or is it called a bid, BID?
GSA bond. It's a bid bond, a performance bond, and a payment bond. Then you have the standard forms 90 and 91, release of lien, and you know, SF-28 or something like that. You know, you have to do all that in a package. It has to all come together, and then I haven't gravitated toward that.
Okay.
I've been doing different things to win in court and to help people win in court. I've been doing different things. I kind of stick with what's been working over the years, what I'm used to. You know, some people say there's different ways to do it. Like I always say, there's a lot of different ways to do things.
you know, I do things the way I do them. For me, it's a good success rate because a lot of people call into the shows with their success stories, you know, as far as the cases they want. So it's been working out for me. If people do it right and they're diligent, and then they have, they'll have a better chance at beating the cases. The people I deal with personally, that's like right next to me, I can call them every day, we see each other, you know, they have a high success rate of winning cases.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that they won't catch these cases, but when they do catch them, they have a high success rate. You know, it's almost like a game where we, what happened with your case? Oh, they just got it dismissed. And we laughing about it. But it's not really funny. Because
right,
the type
right.
of cases they're dealing with, you know, they can do time if they lose them. You know?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do because I'm not, you know, it's my first time getting locked up, first time going through this. So I just said, let me just go through, you know, the ins and outs. And those color courts are crazy. You know, they.
I mean, if you wanna go to my website and pick up the GSA Bar webinar and study it, or if you wanna get it from me and study that, if you're interested in that, I'm not saying don't take that route. I'm just saying I haven't encompassed it yet where I felt it was, I was comfortable enough where it was a solid strategy. Because if it was for me, I'd be using it for everybody. But I just haven't seen the results in it, you know, that I'm satisfied with. That's just me, though. Anybody else can use it. And if they use it and it pans out, you know, I would love to hear them come in and tell, you know, their testimony and their situation.
Okay, I'm going to do more research on it. You know, I have a little bit more time. And one more thing. I have a situation in housing court. So how can you go about stopping using an estoppel certificate against the marshals if you don't have an injunction in place right now?
Well, an estoppel is usually based on situation that's barred. Like if they're barred from bringing a claim, then you can do an estoppel because they wasn't supposed to bring a claim anyway. Something to that effect. But with that there, it all depends on your situation and how your case transpired. It all depends on who has title. You know, are you still a tenant? Do you have title? Did you make that known? Did you do a quiet title? You know, things like that.
No, I didn't do none of that, but I just, you know, another first-time incident, unfortunately.
What's happening is I see a lot of people get experimented on, so they hear some information from somebody, tell them, don't pay your mortgage. You know, that's where it generally starts. Then they start trying some process and they end up losing their house. I'm not saying that the banks or the courts or the sheriff is right, but maybe they're doing it wrong and then they end up losing their house, you know. So you got to really know that how to deal with that situation before you venture off into it. My thing is most of the cases I deal with, you know, they're already mostly out of control. So I'm coming in where it's chaos and we just getting it back in order, you know, tracing our steps, seeing where we went wrong at, what we did wrong, seeing if we can implement necessities of law and things like that or necessities which supersede law. You know, and the you can in some instance, you know. In some cases, people don't know how to handle themselves. So it all depends on your situation. If you want to get with me in a private, maybe set up a consultation, then we could talk. Oh, you just, as a matter of fact, I'm reading your email right now. You're talking about you want to set up a consultation, right?
I do. My son be eating me alive with his college fees and different things. So, you know, and like I said, I'm going through some private situation with housing. So, you know, it's just, I'm just all over, but I am going to do it. I'm a Capricorn, so I usually stick to my word of what I say.
Right,
do.
Right. I'm going to send you that information because I got your email up.
Okay.
So when I get off of the line, I'm going to send you. What did you want again?
The towing situation and also the insurance. Company.
Okay, the letter to the towing company and the how to get insurance without a license. That one, right?
Right, exactly. Because I don't have a license anymore.
Hey, me either. But I have insurance.
I mean, I wouldn't say I don't have one. I don't use it. You know, I'm still in the system and all that other mess. But you know, I don't utilize it. I'm
you know.
Right.
So
that's still, I want to say that that situation there is still something to be conquered and to be evaluated deeply, because, you know, it's still uncertain. You know, you can do injunctions. I have people call me and say, hey, I got arrested. You know, I had an injunction in, and, you know, it's still uncertain. But I know one thing that's certain is a decree from the court, you know, especially if it goes up to the appeal in the Supreme Court. It stops there. So my thing is, we got to start pushing these license cases all the way to the Supreme Court until we clear on a contractual relationship of which they're trying to call it criminal, you know, because people have to realize it's three portions to the vehicle and traffic law. It's an infraction. It's what is it? An infraction, a violation. And then there's criminal, something like that. A misdemeanor, something like that. But it's three different portions. So people usually equate the infraction as the whole thing, when there's three different results. An infraction is, I think, it's just like a ticket. The violation is, I think, something like 15 days. And then the misdemeanor one is something like a year, or a big fine or something like that. You know, it's different elements of that vehicle and traffic law, and they don't all operate the same. So people got to be aware of that as well when they're dealing with these traffic cases, of what's being said and what type of case they have and they're dealing with, so they can handle it properly. But yeah, that's my piece. You got any more questions, anything
else?
No,
I just wanted those two questions answered, the bid bond and the estoppel, how to utilize both of those, because I never, you know, utilize it. So I just wanted to know how to go about that, and also get you to answer the email if you, you know, you had time.
So okay, no problem. I'm going to answer as soon as I get off of the line. I'm going to answer that email.
Okay, appreciate you. All right. Never bless
you. All right, take care. I appreciate you tuning in. Tune in next week.
I will. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, all right. I guess we can go ahead and slide out. Lamar Satemius. No, wait. Satemius, I think you're the only one on the line right now. You want to go ahead and take us out?
For sure, though. We could. Hey, man. Sleep sheep, man. Wake y'all punk ass up, please, man. It's real. Time is short. The information is all around you. You know what I'm saying? Seek and you will find. The truth will set you free. Man, pure energy. Sleep Sheep Radio. You know what I'm saying? Every Saturday, 7 p.m. until. Come get that. You, Sleep Sheep Radio. Pure energy from the D. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Hold it down. All right. We taking off. I really appreciate everybody tuning in, you know, keeping the shows going, giving it the energy, sharing it with a friend, and even people that have the courage to, you know, step up with the information and bring it in court. It's difficult when you're in court and you're facing this magistrate, and you got these officers on the side of you, and, you know, it's a situation. Then you really got to be able to have the courage to just speak your piece and be able to maintain in what you're saying, you know, not get in there and get confused and trip your words up or stutter. You really got to go in there and talk to these people like you at a dinner table. You know, that's how I do it. I talk to them like I'm at a dinner table. We're going to talk this out. We're not going to rush. We're not going to holler. We're not going to scream. I'm not going to interrupt you. Give me the floor and don't interrupt me. And we're going to talk this out. We're going to work this out. What's going on here? Because it's no rush to get it done. You know, they make it look like it's a rush, because they put people and they process them in a minute or two. But I go in there, you know, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to be talking to them for at least a half hour, 20 minutes. We're going to sort this thing out. Do you have jurisdiction? Okay. Well, how you got jurisdiction? Well, let's break that down. Let's have a jurisdictional hearing on that. I want to hear how you got jurisdiction. I want to see it on the record. Because jurisdiction has to be on the record. And that's my piece. I'm gone. Peace to the gods. Thanks for tuning in. You're rocking with your boy Uno Self, a.k.a. Dwight Bay.
And before you do that transaction, make sure you see their paperwork. Peace to the God.
Paperwork. You know business until you check his
paperwork.
And if all else fail, I just hope that this
paperwork.
And Bentley dogs blow smoke through the roof. Everything got a cost. They gon' need something on you.
Paperwork.
West side, that's the only home I know in 85. Me and Uncle Quint used to ride around in the big Bronco. Took me up a Char Disco. Daytime, set me down at the bar where I drank Shirley Temple till he walked out with a bag and we got back in the car. What you wanna be, he asked. When you grow up, get kid. I just wanna be like you. Riding round town, getting bread. We shared a couple lag, couple summer pass. Uncle Quint ain't nowhere to be found. Later we learned someone ratted him out. For that reason, 10 years, he won't be around.
Don't do no business until you check his.
Paperwork.
And if all else fail, I just hope that this.
Paperwork.
And Bentley dogs blow smoke through the roof. Everything got a cost. They gon' need something on you.
Paperwork.
Picture me and that.
It's your boy, Dwight. Hello, world, and peace to the gods. Tune in to the Sleep Sheep Show every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.